The Obama administration put out word today of another delay in the implementation of part of the Affordable Care Act. This one affects smaller businesses, and it has to do with the requirement for many employers to provide workers with health insurance or face fines. Last year, the administration put off the employer requirements for a year until January 1, 2015. Now, employers with at least 50 and as many as 99 workers can get an extra year if they ask for it. NPR's Julie Rovner joins us now. Hi, Julie.
Hey, Robert.
And first, remind us what the requirements are for employers, what they have to do to provide under the Affordable Care Act.
Well, remember, the smallest businesses, those with fewer than 50 workers, don't have to do anything. The administration likes to point out that 96% of all businesses, although it's just over a quarter of all workers, those with 50 or more workers will eventually either have to provide insurance to their full-time workers, those are people who work more than 30 hours a week, or else pay a fine. There's a complicated formula, but in some cases it's $2,000, in other cases it's $3,000 per worker per year.
So the requirement is taking effect mostly as scheduled next year, but not for all. Who's getting a pass here?
Well, specifically, it's those mid-sized employers, those with from 50 to 99 workers. They can get one more year to come into compliance. But there are a couple of rules. One is that they can't cut back on their workforce just to get under that 100-person threshold. There have been a lot of reports of businesses cutting back to get under 50 workers in anticipation of the requirement the way it was originally written in the law. So the administration doesn't want to encourage employers to do that anymore.
Angelia, why are they doing this?
Well, they say it's to give these businesses more time because they're the ones that are less likely to already be offering health insurance. So obviously they need more time to figure out how to do it. But it's also because 2014 is an election year. The administration is clearly worried about upheaval in the employer insurance market, particularly this fall, right as the House and a third of the Senate are on the campaign trail. Now, since most larger employers already offer insurance, this won't have much of an impact on them anyway. It's only these smaller businesses, these ones in the middle, the 50 to 99 workers, that are feeling the effects of these new requirements right about now. So hence, giving them this extra year gets them out of that election year problem.
Although it does make it look as if the law isn't quite ready for prime time yet during an election year. Are there any other changes that the administration is making to the employer requirements?
Yeah, there are. For next year, even those very large employers can avoid fines as long as they offer coverage to 70% of their full-time workers. It had been 95%. That's going to be put off until the year after. The new requirements also exempt volunteer firefighters and emergency responders from the requirements that they be offered health insurance. That had turned out to be one of these unanticipated glitches that had threatened to close down many volunteer fire departments if it hadn't been addressed. Congress had urged very strenuously that this be addressed.
What's been the reaction from Republicans to this?
You know, Republicans have been agitating all along to delay the law to the extent it hasn't been able to repeal it. So every time the administration delays particular pieces of it that it finds politically advantageous or unworkable, which has been the case sometimes, Republicans cry politics. Obviously, in some cases, it has been. So this is already touching off yet another round of that fight once again.
Okay. Thank you, Julie.
Thank you, Robert.
That's NPR's Julie Rovner.